So when a patient presents to us with a history of urticarial wheals, then we have to look for the presentation of the patient, what is the duration and what is the associated complaint. So we know that if the wheals last for less than 24 hours and they are associated with itching, so we will label it as a case of urticaria only. But if the duration lasts for more than 24 to 48 hours, and particularly if it is painful or tender, then we will think about urticarial vasculitis as well, or delayed pressure urticaria. Associated with the wheeling, sometimes the patient may also has purpura, which is suggestive more of the urticarial vasculitis, but sometimes it may occur with spontaneous urticaria as well. But in both of the cases, we will think of urticarial vasculitis more. Then we will proceed further to do the dermoscopy of the wheals, in which the urticaria will typically show linear vessels, whereas red purple dots or globules will be suggestive for urticarial vasculitis. Other than that, the location of the lesion, the number, shapes of the wheal, they are not very much helpful, except for a certain type of the urticarias. For example, cholinergic urticaria, in which it typically present with small monomorphic short-lasting wheals, and the linear wheals are suggestive more of dermographism. Besides this, other differential diagnoses are papular urticaria, erythema multiforme, prepullous eruptions must be distinguished. Acute contact dermatitis, lymphedema, collagen vascular diseases such as dermatomyositis may also mimic angioedema, but these conditions usually are longer than 24 to 48 hours, associated with some characteristic features of their own.